smelled marijuana, and that was what our whole fight was about.
She says drug exposure harmed their daughter.
My daughter had a heart condition. Why would he be smoking marijuana in my house with my daughter having a heart condition?
But now...
What kind of drug problem do you have?
You know, I haven't done drugs for over 2 years.
That's a lie.
Does the truth hurt?
I went to Narcotics Anonymous, and that's where I met Kathy, because Kathy is also a recovering addict.
When was the last time both of you were drug tested?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kathy Martella is suing her ex-boyfriend, Donald Tafoya, for kicking down her door, disposing of her car key, and two separate assaults.
Order, all rise.
Yeah, it's case number 94 on the calendar in the matter of Martella versus Tafoya.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Miss Martella, who is this young man?
This is my son, Vance.
How old is he?
18.
Was he present during any of these incidents?
Yes, he was.
How many children do you have?
3.
How old are they?
My daughter, Sarah, is 20. He's 18, and my youngest is 10 months.
10 months?
Yes.
And how many children do you have?
Ma'am, only one.
The child that you have with
the
plaintiff?
Yes, ma'am.
How long did you and the plaintiff have a relationship, sir?
Ma'am, about 2 months.
Is that right, Miss Martella?
No.
How long was your relationship?
About 2 years.
Was it an exclusive relationship for you?
Yes.
And what about for you?
No.
How old are you?
31.
And how old are you, Miss Martella?
43.
This is your claim. You have a 10-month-old child, who I understand that you participate with and see. You claim that during a period where he was watching the child, you came home, you smelled marijuana in the house, you had an argument with him, and he assaulted you. Subsequently, when your child was hospitalized briefly because she has certain physical disabilities, there was another confrontation at the parking lot of the hospital, and the defendant says that you actually were the violent one, that you damaged his property. So let me understand something, Miss Martella. Why would you have another child with a young man who is 12, 13 years your junior?
It just happened. I never dated a younger man before. He was pursuing me, and we started out as friends. He was supposed to come over and show me how to do something on my computer with eBay, and one thing led to another, and it just happened.
So for the time that you knew each other, how much of that time were you just friends?
I had given him my number a couple months prior to that, and he used to text me. And then after a couple of months, I answered his text, and then I was at a picnic, and he was there. And
so how long did you actually date?
About a year, year and a half.
Well, now we're talking about from 2 years, it's down to a year. He says it was a couple of months. All right, tell me about this first incident. When was it?
It was on February 2nd. I had come home from work, and when I came in the house, it smelled like marijuana, and I did get upset. We got in an argument. My son was in the living room. I saw that he was getting a little more upset, so I went into my room, and he came to my door and asked me to open the door, and I told him no. And I said, you need to leave. Just go be with Sarah, because I knew he was seeing this girl, Sarah. And I said, just go over Sarah's. Leave me alone. I said, I'm upset. So then he goes, I'm going to kick your door in. And then that's when I heard my son come up behind him, and he said, you kick that door, I'm going to kick you. And I heard him say, okay, and I thought he had left. So I was listening at the door, and I didn't hear him, so I opened the door, and then he had come back in, and
he came back in where?
Back into the house, and then we continued to fight, and he pushed me on the bed, and then he hit me in the ribs, and he saw my phone, and he thought I had some spy thing on my phone, spying on his phone calls, because I knew about the girl, Sarah, and he picked up my phone, and he broke it.
And where was your son all this time?
He was in the living room at first, but then I heard him behind him saying, you kicked the door, I'm going to kick you.
Well, I heard that already. My question was, where was he when all this was going on?
He was in the
living room. Oh, yeah? Stand. Your name?
Vantalea.
Vance, go, February 2nd.
I was there, and Donnie had went over to my mom's bedroom. They're having a fight, and he kicked
the
door.
Before they had a fight, who was taking care of the baby?
My mother was.
No, she wasn't home. She was working.
Oh, sorry. Donnie was.
Yes.
Donnie was. And what were you doing?
I was just on the couch reading my book.
And he had been taking care of the baby for how long?
Since my mom left for work in the morning.
Did he take good care of the baby?
No.
Did you call your mother and tell her that he wasn't taking good care of the baby?
I had texted her.
And what did you say when you texted her?
I said, this idiot's not watching the baby at all.
That's what you said. This idiot's not watching the baby at all.
Yes.
Did she answer your text, Vance?
No, she didn't answer my text, but
didn't answer your text. She didn't say to you, like a normal mother, well, if he's not taking care of the baby, then you should take care of your sister?
Well, I checked in on her every once in a while.
What do you mean you checked in on her every once in a while?
I just walked in there, like, every hour or so.
And what was he doing?
He was on the computer that was in the room.
The computer in what room?
In my mother's room.
Now, your mother says she came home and she smelled marijuana. You didn't mention anything to me about somebody smoking marijuana.
Well, later on in the day, I smelled marijuana, but we also have skunks.
No, you didn't mention that to me at all, Vance. And you said that you texted your mother later on in the day when you said, this idiot's not watching the baby. The first thing I would have texted is, this idiot is smoking dope in the house and is not watching the baby. But you didn't say that, Vance.
Well, because we have skunks in the area, and it smells just like skunk weed, which he buys and smokes in the house. So I didn't know if it was skunk weed or a skunk.
I'm not buying this story. Do you understand? I'm not buying that part of your story.
Your Honor, I know the marijuana had to have been smoked within 15 minutes because it smelled when I hit the door.
Maybe he smoked it.
No, my son doesn't smoke marijuana. Anyway, I wouldn't have gotten that upset. Yeah. I wouldn't have started an argument with him. I smelled marijuana, and that was what our whole fight was about. I told him, you need to leave. My daughter had a heart condition. Why would he be smoking marijuana in my house with my daughter having a heart condition?
Just a second. He didn't see him smoking marijuana. He didn't text you about
marijuana.
Listen to me very carefully. He didn't. Now you can sit.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Texting him, you're heartless and cruel. I didn't write nothing on no mirror. I'm not no crazy woman like he's explaining. I did snap the one time when I smelt the marijuana. I did snap.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kathy Martella says ex-boyfriend Donald Tafoya owes for destroying her belongings and two assaults. Donald is countersuing for damage to his truck.
Okay, so he came back into the house and did what?
He came back in and was started yelling at me, calling me names again. I told him to leave. I was trying to shut the door, but he kept pushing in. We just kept fighting. I mean, that's just basically what it's been ever since he started using again. And he came in, we started fighting. He pushed me on the bed, and I told him, go over to Sarah's. I knew he was seeing this girl named Sarah because of the computer.
When did you find out that he was seeing Sarah? There's a question on the floor.
Around January 1st or 2nd.
And how did you find out he was seeing a girl named Sarah?
Because he left his MySpace up on my computer one day on his message thing, and it was messages to different girls. Sarah was one of them.
And
I confronted him about it.
Well, you weren't seeing each other anymore in January.
Your Honor, we had an agreement at the beginning when they told me my daughter was going to be born with a heart defect. They told me that it wasn't going to be a one-man job. And we had a talk, and we decided we were going to put our lives aside, and we were going to take care of our daughter. So we agreed to have her, and we had her. And from that point on, it's just been one incident after another. And I told him I couldn't have him at my house this way because I was too emotionally involved. And I couldn't have that going on in my house.
It wasn't going on in your house. He wasn't bringing women to your house, was he?
I told him I didn't want to put up with his lie, with the lies and all that stuff. Just leave it alone. He kept telling me, no, my daughter means more to me. It's just, I believed him. It was my fault. I believed
you
him.
You weren't together.
We were together. He's the one who's saying we weren't together. We were together when it was convenient for him.
He's 30 years old. You're 43. You have two grown children. He has nobody. He may be a fool. He may be an idiot. He may be a drug addict. You are a grown woman with grown children who should know better, you know? And then you want him to put his life on hold to take care of a sick baby.
Well, our personal lives, not our...
Your personal lives.
We wanted to go... We're both in college. We both wanted to get through the semester, get through the surgery until she recovered, and then help take care of her, because she couldn't leave the house, Your Honor. There had to be 24-hour care there.
What else?
The incident on March 10th is when my daughter had surgery, and I hadn't seen him the whole month before. And he showed up at the hospital under the influence.
Who told you that she was having surgery?
I knew about the date beforehand of the surgery was going to be. She tried to withhold it from me, actually, because she didn't want me to be there. I love my daughter, and it's really hard.
Just a second. So you showed up at the hospital. What time did you get there?
Early in the morning. I was going to drive my truck over there. I have a big truck. But she offered to actually pick me up and take me over there. And she picked me up at my grandma's early in the morning, so I don't know how she's saying that I was under the influence of the hospital.
Just a second. She picked you up at your grandmother's?
Yes.
So you went to the hospital together?
Yes, we did.
So, Miss Martella, when you went to the hospital on March 10th, how did you get there?
I drove.
Who was in the car with you?
Myself and him.
This is your sworn complaint. Our daughter had heart surgery on March 10th, and Donald was nowhere to be found. He eventually showed up at the hospital, but he was drunk.
He showed up.
No, no, no. You picked him up. You didn't say that. You picked him up in the morning.
We were at his grandmother's house.
I'm talking to you about what you wrote in your complaint. What you wrote in your complaint was he showed up at the hospital later, drunk. That's not true. You picked him up with your daughter and went to the hospital together.
He left the hospital. He left the hospital on the Metrolink, came back under the influence. He had been using the whole time. I told him he could not be at the hospital loaded, and he had to go back to his grandmother's and get clean before he was going to be there. He went to his grandmother's supposedly, but he wasn't. He was out all night getting loaded.
On what date did you have this conversation?
Like 4 or 5 days.
Like 4 or 5 days before the surgery. His grandmother called me and asked me to bring the dog.
Listen to me. Your story, when I read your complaint, didn't make sense to me.
I apologize, Your Honor.
Well, it didn't make sense to me. You tell me one lie and I don't believe the rest.
I didn't tell you a lie.
You did.
He left the
hospital. Listen to me. You didn't say he came with you and then he left and he came back drunk. What you said was he eventually showed up, but he showed up drunk. He was nowhere to be found. Finish your story.
Okay, so we went to the hospital, and it was time for her to get released. It was March 17th, actually, because she was in there for a week. They told me what I needed to do, that she was ready to be discharged. I had to go get her prescriptions, and I had to go get the stroller. I asked him to go get the prescription while I went to get the stroller, and he said, don't do it yourself. So I was walking down to my car to get the stroller. He's walking down behind me, calling me names. We're arguing like his MO because he wants to go take off. He didn't want to go back and take care of her. So I said, just please leave me alone. Let me just get her stuff. So I started getting her stuff. He starts pulling stuff out of the back seat, acting crazy because he was loaded. And then he started throwing my stuff across the parking lot. He kicked my purse. I went to go get my purse. He grabbed me by my ponytail and pulled me down to the ground. And that's when I started calling for security.
That's not what you say in your complaint. What you say in your complaint was this whole incident happened on March 10th, not March 17th. You say that this happened when he came to the hospital on the date of your daughter's surgery and he was drunk. Now you tell me it had nothing to do with March 10th.
Well, that March 10th was when she was admitted.
No, that was March 17th, a different date. Go ahead, sir. Let me hear February 2nd.
To tell you the truth, ma'am, Vance wasn't even there. And if what he's saying is true...
What kind of drug problem do you have?
You know what, I haven't done drugs for over 2 years.
That's
a lie.
If you open your mouth again, I'm just going to dismiss your case.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I suggest that if you are not currently under some sort of psychiatric care, you get yourself there. You need it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kathy Martella claims ex-boyfriend Donald Tafoya purposely damaged her property and assaulted her on 2 separate occasions.
What kind of drugs had you used?
I had a marijuana problem, and I had a serious drinking problem, and I went to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I got help, and Narcotics Anonymous, and that's where I met Kathy, because Kathy is also a recovering addict. You know, I mean, she had more time, and, you know, I really actually admired her when I met her. I thought she was a really strong woman in recovery. I didn't see her anger and jealous side. And as time went on, actually, you know, I ended up staying over
there. February 2nd.
Okay, February 2nd, man. I was there, I woke up with the baby in the morning. Kathy always seemed to make it as a package deal. Like, if you're gonna mess with any girls at all, you can't see your daughter at all. And I would kind of, you know, I would manipulate it, but I'll be honest with you, because I wanted to see better on my daughter. And it was like, if I'm not exclusive to Kathy and I'm messing with anybody else, I can't see my daughter, and she goes into a rage. Anyways, I actually texted her because she has a cousin who's an active addict right now, and she lives at the house, right? And I actually...
She lives at whose house?
At the same house. It's actually her brother's house.
Does she live at the house with the plaintiff?
Yes. And she actually, you know, I smell marijuana. I texted her about that, and she...
What did you say in the text?
I said, I smell marijuana, and it's kind of concerned me because my daughter was there, and I was really, really upset about the marijuana
thing. He's lying, Your Honor. My cousin doesn't even smoke cigarettes. She doesn't smoke marijuana. He was smoking the marijuana. My son does not smoke marijuana.
Listen, you don't know any of that. You weren't home.
He's the one that smelled like marijuana. My son didn't smell like marijuana.
I don't believe you, Miss Martella.
And he never texts me. My son texts me, Mom, you need to come home. My son did not text me.
Miss Martella, I don't believe you.
He was getting high the whole time. I didn't know this at the time, Your Honor. I did not know. He's the one
using that. You want to tell me about your counterclaim?
Yes, ma'am. On that same day, actually...
Which day?
On the second. actually what happened was she ran outside. She's always one of the people like, get out of here, leave. And then when I'm trying to leave, she'll run out and chase the car and say, why are you leaving? You don't want to take care of your daughter. But she'll tell me to leave. This is a situation that has been going on the
whole
time. Just
tell me what happened on the second.
Okay, she actually ran down. I have the evidence right here. Is that she ran out and pulled the spark plug wires from under my truck. I have a lifted truck, right? It's very high, right? And if you reach under the wheel well, you could like pull the wires out. And she didn't want me to leave, and I seen her coming from underneath the truck, and she pulled the three wires out on this side.
You didn't see her pull the wires out?
I seen her under my truck. So on the very next day, which is on there 2-3, I took this to La Puente Auto Care, and they did a diagnostic, and it says right here, customer advised spark plug wires 1, 3, and 7 were hanging off, were not attached to the spark plugs, and muffler was also damaged by vehicle backfiring, and it was $500.02. You can see this picture right here. My house where I live, it was real easy to walk inside my house. It was Glendora, California. It's a real safe community by Sierra Madre. Doors are open. That's just the way we do it, you know, over there. It's people, it's a pretty trustworthy area. And she went in my room, and I found this on my mirror when I was out with Sarah. She wrote, you're cruel and heartless. I hate you.
Can I see it, please?
And
just a minute. That's not true. That is not true. I met him at his house. He had rolled off a cliff with this girl, Sarah. Told me he was with one of his hiking buddies. And he was at the hospital. He said, come to my house. And he was crying. And so I went to his house, and I'm outside. I text him, and I'm at the hospital. And I said, well, we're here. We're outside. I thought you said you were done. My daughter started crying. I said, you know what? Your daughter's crying. I'm going to go in the house, and I'm going to change her. So I took her in the room. I changed her diaper. I texted him, you're heartless and cruel. And I left. I didn't write nothing on no mirror. I'm not no crazy woman like he's explaining. I did snap the one time when I smelt the marijuana. I did snap because my daughter was having heart surgery. I just couldn't imagine anybody doing that. He was the one that smelled like marijuana. When he was pulling me, when he punched me, I smelled marijuana on him, not on anybody else.
And you know, over. Listen to me. It's over.
You had a child that you shouldn't have had. And it's going to be actually your responsibility and your burden if she has problems.
I know from
yours.
Now on it will be.
Have you ever had a paternity test?
No.
Is not an answer.
No, ma'am.
I suggest you do that.
She was a pretty virtuous woman in my eyes, to tell you the truth. I never even questioned it because I don't think she sleeps around.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I should never thought about it that way.
I don't know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How often do you see your daughter?
You know, it's like if I'm not getting along with her, I can't see her. So I have to really kiss. I have to kiss her, kind of like similar language. I have to kiss up to her really, really bad, or she won't let me see her at all. And then she said,
"That is not true."
And
Your
she
Honor.
Says, "I'm not taking care of my
You're
responsibility
such a liar.
Because I'm not there." But she said that if I'm not like really like all like on her. She wanted me to see my daughter.
Your Honor, I don't want anything to do with this man. We broke up in December. I found out on January 1st I was pregnant. I was common decency to tell him. I never call him. I don't go to his house. He shows up at my house. He shows up at my work. He calls me crying, telling me he's gonna commit suicide. He doesn't come visit her. He doesn't want to visit her. And when he's there, he just looks at her sitting in the chair. He tells my daughter to shut up.
Never,
and I'm gonna
never,
get eaten.
Never happened.
No, you're lying.
Never happened.
He tells my daughter to shut up because
what kind
he's
of drug,
an idiot.
What kind of drugs had you used, Miss Martell?
Meth, the same he used.
When was the last time both of you were drug tested?
I actually, because of the course going on, I go to a sober living house that I used to live at, and I pay them $6 a test, and I have them test me.
Blood or urine?
Urine.
When was the last time either of you had blood tests?
Never.
Just when the baby was born. Oh, I had like 3 or 4. And I had, that's how they found out that she was going to have Down syndrome. It was through my blood test.
Amnio, same thing.
No, it wasn't the amnio.
No.
It was not the amnio. He doesn't even know.
Miss Martella. I suggest that if you are not currently under some sort of psychiatric care, you get yourself there.
Agreed.
You get yourself there.
Okay.
You need it. You chose a young
guy. Your Honor, he makes
Listen
it sound like
me.
That. I haven't talked
you
to this man.
You chose a young guy
I made a mistake.
To be involved with, and you didn't take sufficient care so that you wouldn't have a problem. If he is, as you say, totally irresponsible, with regard to his...
Your Honor, I have tried to make police reports.
How do you try to make police reports?
Because you call the car, you pull your fire
the
car,
case
fire
is,
the car.
The case is dismissed. So is your counterclaim.
Parties are excused when they step up. Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's what you want.
And on the next Judge Judy.
He
He's a drug addict. He doesn't care about his daughter.
I love my daughter very much.
He was a really nice guy at first. We were doing great. And when he started messing around with other women, that's when it went down the tubes.
He's a very jealous woman.
I never wanted to be with him. We agreed a long time ago we weren't together.
I agree with the judge that she really needs psychiatric help.
I hope that he gets help. I hope that he gets treatment, and I hope that he gets psychiatric help.
The way she acts, you know, I wonder if she uses drugs now.